right, so I'm jumping to our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day, today being the 15th of February. Just what's going on this day in history. On this day in the year 706, Byzantine Emperor Justinian II and his predecessors Leotius and Tiberius III publicly executed in the Hippodrome of Constantinople. Having ascended the throne at the age of 16 in 685, Justinian had been booted by a populist uprising in 695, a process that included slicing off his nose as a form of mutilation. Returning 10 years later with a shiny new golden prosthetic nose and an army of 15,000 men, he managed to retake the throne and execute those who had occupied it in his absence, but his second reign would only last until 711, when he was once again ousted and this time killed. 1493, while on board the Nina, Christopher Columbus wrote an open letter describing his discoveries and the unexpected items he came across in the New World. Surveyor James McBrien discovered gold at the Fish River near Bathurst on today's date in 1823. It was the first known report of gold in the area, though it was not made public, and the Australian gold rushes did not begin until 1851. The battleship USS Maine exploded without warning and sunk in Havana Harbour in Cuba, killing nearly three quarters of its crew, 274 men, on February 15th in 1898. This event led the United States to declare war on Spain. The phrase, "Remember the Maine, to hell with Spain," became a rallying call for action, which came with the Spanish-American War later that year. Despite claims that the explosion came from an external source, such as a sea mine, it's entirely possible the explosion was accidental and no cause has ever actually been established. The fall of Singapore happened on this day in 1942 as part of World War II. Following an assault by Japanese forces, the British general Arthur Percival surrendered and about 80,000 Indian, UK and Australian soldiers became prisoners of war, the largest surrender of British-led military personnel in history. 1961, Feb 15th, Sabena Flight 548 crashed in Belgium, killing 73 on board, including the entire United States figure skating team, along with several of their coaches and family members. 1996, at the Zhejiang Satellite Launch Center in China, a Long March 3 rocket carrying an Intelsat 708 crashed into a rural village after liftoff, killing multitudes of people. The first draft of the complete human genome was published in the magazine Nature on today's date in 2001. 2003, protests against the Iraq War took place in over 600 cities worldwide on Feb 15th. It's estimated that between 8 million to 30 million people participated, making this the largest peace demonstration in history. And finally, in 2013, you might just remember this one, the Chelyabinsk meteor exploded over Russia, injuring 1,500 people as a shockwave blew out windows in over 7,000 buildings across six different Russian cities. Thankfully, it broke up in the atmosphere as the meteor had enough kinetic energy that an impact would have been roughly equivalent to the blast yield of a nuclear weapon in the 400 to 500 kiloton range, more than 26 times more powerful than the atomic weapon Little Boy that was detonated at Hiroshima. Some famous birthdays for us as well this morning. Suffragette Susan B. Anthony, born today's date in 1820. Graham Kennedy, 1934. Simpsons creator Matt Groening is 65. Apprentice contestant and former White House advisor Omarosa is 45. And the Duffer Brothers, twins Matt and Ross, creators of Stranger Things, both are turning 35. What a coincidence. Some famous musos for us as well. McGavery, drummer for the Kinks, is 75. Supreme diva of Mexican pop, Gloria Trevi. There's a title, isn't it? 51 this morning. Brendan Boyd of Incubus is 43. Ronnie Venucci Jr. of The Killers, also 43. Connor Roberist is at 39, and rapper Little Poopy is 16 this morning. Imagine that. You get to pick any name you want. You come into the rap game and you go with Little Poopy. I've never heard of him before. I just thought I'd put that one out there. Going in on this one today instead. This track, of course, going out to Ali Campbell of UB40. 60 this morning. Spotty UB40 has sold over 70 million records worldwide and toured the globe for 30 years. Of course, going out on a classic track of theirs, Red Red Wine. Taking us out on this day in history for 2SER 107.3. Right from the start, without my heart. Red Red Wine, you give me woolly bazing. Woolly bazing, make me do my own thing. Red Red Wine in an 80s style. Red Red Wine in a modern beat style. Yeah. Red Red Wine, you make me feel so fine.